Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours when bringing you stories and people from around the community. And I have with me Bob Gunaway today from the Australian Air League, and he's from the Yarra Ranger Squadron. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Alan. Good to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you too. Now, Air League is something that probably I and a lot of people haven't had anything to do with or know much about. So tell us, first of all, Bob, when it came into being.
Came into being in 1934. A gentleman by the name of George Robey in New South Wales discovered that his son had an interest in aviation. He'd given him a toy wooden aeroplane. This is back in 1927 he did this.
True.
And his son was smitten with aviation. And then George discovered that there was no youth organisation with an aviation focus. So he and a group of others got together and created the Australian Air League and started in 1934, with the first squadron formed in 1935.
So it's all over Australia, obviously?
It developed all over Australia. It did contract during World War II. World War II was not very kind to the Air League for the simple fact that so many of its senior cadets and its officers went into war.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was quite devastating. But no, it currently runs through New South Wales, Victoria, the ACT, Queensland and South Australia, and it's still expanding. We're actually a growing organisation again, I'm pleased to say.
Which is terrific, isn't it? Welcome back to Community Connections. I have Bob with me from the Air League Australia, the local Yarra Ranger Squadron, and he's told us a bit about how or why the Air League was set up. Tell us a little bit about what they do, please, Bob.
Right, well, basically we're a community organisation, pardon me. We're completely self-funded.
Self-funded.
There's no government money involved. We do try to get some grants where we can, but primarily they are researched by our branch committee, which I'll go into a bit later. Yep. We're staffed fully by volunteers, and we have no political relation or religious connections whatsoever.
And you're also for boys and girls, aren't you?
We are for boys and girls from 8 to 18 years of age as cadets, and we do encourage the senior cadets to stay on and become officers in the squadrons.
Doesn't always happen when they turn 18, they find girls and off they go in cars.
Girls' cars, but primarily the biggest problem we have with the older cadets is the pressure of education. Once they start getting into the VCE and the pressures of study, it does get a bit hard for them.
Yeah.
But we do encourage them to hang about where they can, and we've had some success in that, but it gets difficult. But we do encourage them to keep in touch and to look at coming back to us later as officers.
So you get the education, then you get the cars, and then you get the girls. It's not a good start, is it?
It makes it difficult at times, yes. But we've got a good bunch of cadets, I'm pleased to say. We've got a good bunch of NCOs and a few young ones just recently come in as well, younger ones. We're looking for some girls, but at the moment we don't have a female officer, and we consider that a primary function to have a female officer to encourage girls to join.
What with a female officer, if someone's listening today and they think they might, but what sort of qualifications or needs would they have to fulfil?
They do require a working with children check. Obviously,
everyone
has to have that with any children involved. But primarily, it's a wish to assist children and with an interest in aviation.
So they don't have to really have a strong aviation background?
No, they don't need to be pilots. They don't need to be anything like that, provided they're... quite often we find that parents will come on as officers.
Yep.
The structure of the league is such, the structure of the squadron is such, we have our officers and cadets, but we also have a thing called a branch committee, which is responsible for fundraising. As I mentioned before, we're self-funded, and their primary task is to raise funds to keep us functioning.
You'd have to raise a fair bit each year, wouldn't you?
We're very, very fortunate in Yarra Rangers to have an excellent branch committee with the president and treasurer over there. They've been organising things like barbecues at Bunnings in Lilydale, who have been very supportive of us. And they've been a big help, and organising grants for wherever place they can grab them.
Yep.
And there's a particular program we've just received a grant for, which I'll go into a bit later, yep. Regarding actual flying training with flight simulators.
So a young person rocks up on a Tuesday night or whatever.
Monday night. Yep.
So what are they going to do, Bob?
Right, initially we have a parade. Now, we do some drill, which is to encourage teamwork primarily and some self-discipline. And we have a initial parade. So we outline what's going to happen on the night, which might be an education programs. We might do drill practice. We might have physical activities, ball games. There's lots of things going on. We do have a set of flight simulators that we use for a flight training program we call FlySim, which at the moment is being developed is exclusively at Yarra Ranges. It's the only one of its type in the league.
That's all right.
We're getting close to finishing that. A gentleman by the name of Chris Hodges has done an enormous amount of work in recent years developing this. And we've had two senior cadets over the recent years, last 12 months actually, have taken up flying lessons and actually flown solo. And they've had great benefit from this. Their parents have certainly appreciated it because it saved them over $1,000 actual lessons because of what they've learned through the program.
Yeah, it'd be big saving.
Yeah.
So who supplies the planes, Bob?
No aircraft. This is all in flight simulation.
Oh, it's in simulation. Yep.
Yep. We have four flight simulators and currently, and we're gradually updating those as well. It's part of what the grant was we received for. It's very involved. The idea of it is to teach a cadet to be able to take off, do a full circuit and land. And that sounds simple,
yep.
But you've got to be able to do all of those three things before you can do anything else.
That's fair. And, so you do that every week? Or?
No, we have cadets, because we have only four machines,
yep.
We have instructors to help us with that, of course, and yep. I'll speak more about them in a moment. But the idea is to have as many nights as we can during the course of a school term, and we operate on Monday nights during school terms only, and we try to get as many cadets through as we can in the program. We've currently got two cadets that are well on their way. We're trying to get them through to the point where they're on simulator to have flown solo.
Right.
And a couple of those cadets are actually going to be doing a bit of homework on that over the school holidays in early January.
So somebody joins the Air League, we'll say they rock up next Monday night or in the new year on the Monday night. How long will they stay with you? Will they stay sort of, if they're 10, if they say 14, do they stay with the 4 years or do they just get themselves to the point of where they can do these flights solos and then move on? Or how long do you expect them to be with you?
Look, it varies dramatically depending on the individual cadet. We've got cadets now, we've got a number in 9, 10 years old, 11, 12. They're the ones that will be gradually moving into the FlySim program as well.
Right.
But there's other education programs as well.
Is there? Yep.
There are a lot of education programs within the Air League, the Air League agenda and the manual. It's it can be anything from emergency services, navigation. I'm trying to remember some of the subjects, to be honest. There are so many of them, but it's all to do with the core of aviation.
Yep.
Now, whether the cadets want to keep going with the Air League or whether they want to go into a career in aviation, everybody wants to be a pilot,
yep.
naturally, when you're younger, yep. but what people don't realise in general is that every trade, every occupation that exists in every other aspect of business occurs in aviation.
Because there's only one pilot, isn't there?
There's only one pilot. And not everybody takes to the air. You've got to have the mechanics to keep them there. You've got people who paint the aircraft. You've got to have upholsterers to repair the upholstery. Every facet of life is available in aviation. So if you want to be around aircraft, the idea with the cadet system that we have is to give the cadets the information of what happens in aviation. And so that they can go into the aviation industry in whatever capacity with some knowledge. And it's much easier for them to get a job where they've got that backup too.
Sounds great. Bob, so on a Monday night, you meet from 6:30 to 8:30. Yep. So we've got a young person rocks in at 6:30. What would they expect to happen over the next 2 hours,
please. Okay, well, they'd split into the two sessions with a break in between. The first session on a typical night might be one of education, where the various cadets who will be doing quite often different courses at certain age levels.
All basically with an
aviation theme. It might be communications, it might be navigation, it could be anything to do with aviation. And also there are various levels, and they earn badges for those, which they wear on their sleeves of their uniforms.
Yep.
And they
so they pass exams to do this, or
assessments we call them. They're not high pressure exams. They're simply to ensure that the knowledge is there, and that once they pass that, they, as I said, there are various levels of different coloured badges as to what they get. So the senior cadets have got quite a number of badges on their sleeves, I can assure you. But so it's also not just about education. Next might be a drill.
Yep.
There might be a drill practice, because we do attend commemorations. I mentioned to you before we were on air that the squadron has been participating in the Healesville Anzac Day march for many years.
Oh, very good.
And they put on a good effort on that. It all helps to pull them together. It's a teamwork thing.
But you also do some modelling and things like that too, don't you?
Yes, we have the various levels of model aircraft. There is a model aircraft badge, and we've had some good help with our friends at Bunnings Hillydale on that one. They set us up one earlier this year with to make kites from plastic sheeting and wounds. So there are three levels of the model aircraft. There is the kite, there is the balsa wood aircraft, and then there is the plastic model.
Right, so do they work in a team on a model, or do they just each one does their own modelling?
They're in a group, but they work individually, but the senior cadets help the younger cadets if they're having a bit of bother, and sometimes their parents are there with them as well, and of course the officers are there to help as well. So,
But each young person makes their own thing at the end of the day,
yes.
Oh, yes. That's terrific.
Some of the models are quite incredible too, the work they do.
We've got Bob from the Air League with me today, and we're talking about our local branch, the local squadron of the Air League. And in particular, Bob, you're mentioning you had a drones night. Tell us a bit more about that, please.
Yeah, it's not all hard slogging of education and drill. We have one of the factors that we try to introduce every night somewhere is some fun. And we had Chris Hodges, I mentioned earlier, came along on last Monday night with a rather fancy drone that he's got, which is worth a couple of $1,000, I believe.
Fitting.
A very capable machine and a very capable operator. But also there was an educational factor to that too, because before they went out with the drone, they were given a lecture on the rules of drone flying.
Because there are rules around drones.
Oh, my word, especially now with you've got avoid places like accidents and fires and so on, and people have been doing silly things with drones, and we try to educate people on, this is all part of educating the cadets, as to being responsible. But after that, outside, and they all had a go at flying the drone. This particular one has GPS. It'll actually fly if he's set at a certain height and a position. And you can actually drag it away from that position and automatically fly back to it.
Terrific.
Absolutely amazing thing.
Yeah, they're amazing. And mostly all got cameras on them now and all sorts of stuff.
This one has a camera. I had a little one there, my own, which fits in the palm of my hand, which unfortunately didn't function very well on the night. But you get what you pay for, I guess.
But
the idea is to have fun. Next Monday night, which is our last night for the year, we'll be having a flight simulation night where all the flight simulators will be in effect. But it's not a learning night; it's a fun night.
It's a fun night.
Just to get on, each of the cadets will have a go of it on Monday night. And some of the younger ones are busting to get onto those.
I'll bet that. But apart from the nights that you do meet, and I don't think we've said where you meet, have we?
No, we're at Coldstream Community Centre in Kelso Street, Coldstream. It's a magnificent setup. We've got plenty of room outside if we get to go outside. We're there from 6:30 to 8:30, which in this time of the year is great because it's still daylight right through. But even in the winter time, it's a large hall We've got plenty of room to do what we need to do, and meeting rooms as well where we can set everything up. So it's in the kitchen. It's a great setup.
And the other thing that I see that you do is you have some camps too, do you?
There are camps. There are camps for NCOs, for training, for officer training as well, and also for cadet training. These are staged at various places throughout the year.
In Victoria.
There's usually a group one. Yeah, there's one. There's a, and every second year there's a big national one. We're looking to raise funds to send a group for that. They're up in the Queensland next year.
Oh, so it moves around from state to state, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was in Sydney last year. It'll be in Queensland next year.
So, but when you have your sort of your other camps, they're all in Victoria?
They're in Victoria, usually down at Mount Martha, from memory.
Oh,
There's a camp down there that's well set up. I've been to I did my officer's training course down there. And
is it an air league camp, or do they have their own camp?
No, it's not an air league camp as such.
It's
hired for the purpose, but it used to be quite a lot of youth camps down there.
Bob, it's not all hard work. Like, you have some nights out and have a lot of fun as well.
We do indeed. We try to have at least one night out per term. We do things like archery, bowling, mini golf, just so that we can get out and have a bit of fun. And while the cadets are doing that, ourselves and the parents have the committee meeting. So
that's fair enough.
We take care of both issues at the same time. It's also some of the badges that we have. I mentioned, I think, the emergency services badge. That incorporated a visit to the police station, fire station, and also we took a trip out to Western into the police air wing and air ambulance out there. So there's a lot of interesting things that go on rather than just the parade nights.
So it's not just down the hall every Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30. I mean, there's a lot of other good stuff.
No, that's right. And I say we try to get those events at least one per term.
Yep.
And we have an annual flying day at Lilydale Airport where the cadets are able to actually go up in a light aircraft.
Oh.
We did that about a month ago, and it was they had a ball. And for some of these kids, the younger ones, it's the first time they've ever been up in a light aircraft. Yeah. They may have gone to the Gold Coast with mum and dad and the big one.
But it's never been up full stop.
It's a very different world in a little JA aircraft with four or six people on board.
Yeah, true. And you were saying you do archery, bowling, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, physical activities. That comes under physical activities, but it also means of getting away from the hall, having a night out and a bit of fun. We usually have a bit of a snack and a bit of supper in the process, and it works out very, very well, and the cadets enjoy themselves, which is the important factor.
You've got some kids on a canoe and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, they can do it. We do. We try to come up with something different each year. The archery was one we started last year.
Yep.
And we've kept that going this year. We'll be doing that again next year as well.
And they're also involved in sport as well.
Yes, we do. The physical activities come into it with, as here again, this comes into teamwork. And we try to get a team together for the annual review, which is the Victorian Group Review, which was held at Moorabbin Airport a couple of months ago. And that's being held, they've changed the venue, the time for that.
Right.
And it's now being held in March next year, so it'll be a bit warmer.
Yep.
Hopefully not too hot.
Because whereabouts at Moorabbin Airport, you do?
There's open areas down there, like a big parade ground.
On the outside.
We set it up as a parade ground.
Yep.
They do drill competitions, physical education. It's a great day out, and the whole of Victorian group get together there. We're part of a wing, which is the various wings make up the group. And we're called Nolan Wing, and we're made up of squadrons from Doncaster, as well as ourselves. There's Doncaster, Roville, and Waverley.
So how many groups are there in Victoria?
I knew you'd ask me that. it's three or four groups. It's split up into an area, a geographical area.
Right.
We're under Eastern.
Yep.
But we have, there's recently a squadron started in Geelong. There were squadrons in Ballarat and Bendigo. So we go out to the regional areas as well.
Oh, that's good.
Like I said, we are continually expanding.
Yeah, that's true. How many would you have in your squadron at the moment?
We have 12 cadets and 2 officers at the present time. As I mentioned before, we're looking to expand. We're having into the having changed our name from Lilydale Squadron to Yarra Ranger Squadron earlier this year, the idea of that was to promote ourselves through a wider area.
Yep.
We cover the Yarra Rangers area anyway, yep, the whole Shire, so we thought we'd reflect that in our name.
Well, the trouble is, if it's just called Lilydale, you think it's only for people in Lilydale, don't you?
That tends to happen that way, yeah. Yes. And Coldstream's fairly central. It's it's on the edge of the Shire to a certain degree, but it's a good location to get to. You've plenty of highways to get into it.
Well, it's main road, and the other thing too that it's you've got to go where the facility is too, can't you? It's well, no good having it in some dumpy little place. You need to have the facility that you can use.
That's right, and that's the advantage of this, and it's easiest to get out and around with it too. The pardon me. I've lost my thread there.
what I was going to say, Bob, we just need to mention again that you are looking for leaders, particularly you'd like at least one female leader so that you can get more girls into the squadron. But I guess if two or three ladies getting involved wouldn't be a problem, but you're also looking for guys who will come along and get involved in the league as well.
Absolutely. And, I'm getting a bit on a bit.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'm doing it as long as my health will hold up.
Yep.
No, we do need, and younger people would be handy too. I mean, young parents are very, we've got young parents on our branch committee, and they're fully committed there. We can't expect them to take on officer roles as well.
So let's just say that, all right, so somebody's listening today and they say, I could look at that. What sort of input do you want from your leaders? Like, you've obviously got to train them, so what sort of time span to train them, and what sort of input each week would you be looking for?
We would be looking them to take classes in the education side of it, to learn drill themselves and to take cadets in drill. Mm. At the moment, we have to take them all together because we don't have the number of leaders to split them up into age groups, which can make it a bit difficult. Yep. Our NCOs do that to a certain extent, but we have 12 cadets at the present time. We're looking to double that over the next couple of years. To do that, we need the officers to help lead them.
Yep, and you need to train those people, yes, into officers too, don't you?
Yes, well, there are training. There's a training camp. The way the structure goes, you start off as a trainee officer, and then you have to do study as well on what. There are certain levels of you can't teach if you haven't done it yourself.
No, that's true.
So you, and for an adult, but believe me, they are very straightforward and quite easy to do. There's nothing heavy. You're not going to be up all night swatting for these things.
You just need people who've got a commitment.
That's exactly right. The commitment's important. A bit of love and aviation, but more the most important factor is wanting to help the kids.
Bob, you've got us a bit excited. So how are we going to find out more?
Okay, well, as you know, we've already mentioned, we meet at the Coldstream Community Centre on Monday nights during school terms. That's in Kelso Street, Coldstream. You can contact us via Jeremy Furness, who is the officer commanding, on 0403 310 032. I'll repeat that, 0403 310 032. You can find us on Facebook. Just do a Facebook search for Yarra Rangers Squadron. And we'll be keeping that up to date over the holidays as well.
Do you have a website too, Bob, or is it the Australian League?
The national website, which contains a lot of information about the Air League itself, is airleague.com.au.
Has that got a link to your group as well? It would have, wouldn't it?
There's a group. There's a link to the Victoria group.
Right.
But not a link to the specific squadrons. Individual squadrons don't have individual websites.
So again, they need to ring Jeremy on
0403 310 032.
And again, Bob, we just need to mention you are looking for boys and girls 8 to 18 years of age to be involved. I guess not this year because you're about to ready the close up for the
year.
We're
about to finish off with next Monday night, and then we've got our barbecue, family barbecue break up the next Saturday.
That'd be terrific. So you are looking for boys and girls, but particularly you're looking for some more leaders. It would be great if you get one or two ladies to help you, because then you can start to really get involved with the young girls. So it's not the fact you haven't got the young girls, it's the fact you haven't got the leaders to go with them.
That's it, yeah. The girls need a female officer to assist them, and to make them feel more comfortable.
So the person that you're looking for doesn't have to know a lot about aviation, but they need to be able to get to working with children's, and if they can't get that, well, you wouldn't want them anyway. And then you'll train them up from to what they need to know to be a helper, no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, I walked in cold. I had no idea how the Air League worked, so I had to do that, and it's not difficult, believe me.
It's, Bob, it's a terrific, sounds like a terrific organisation. It was something that I've only ever heard mentioned, didn't know any about it, so it was really great you came in to tell us again, or came in to tell us about it. So again, it's the Air League of Australia, but the Yarra Ranger Squadron. Get hold of Jeremy on 0403 310 032, or look them up on the 3ws.airleague.com.au. Bob, it's been a pleasure having you. I hope that we've generated people that are really interested, and particularly I'd love to see some more leaders, because every organisation, it doesn't matter how many young people you got, if you haven't got leaders, well, you can't take them, can you?
That's exactly right. Thanks for the opportunity, Alan. Much appreciated.
And I'd love to see some of these planes planes they make. And you were saying they make them out of what? Wood?
There's the plastic kites, and they have to fly, of course, and the balsa wood planes that they do, and then the plastic models.
Terrific, isn't it? When you say plastic models, are they the ones that are...
They're the kit models.
Yep. They're the kit models.
Yep.
Sorry about that. I've just got to go. All right, I've got to go, Bob, for the weather and the news and weather. So it's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Bob.